If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11 and verse 19. And the Bible says, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenician and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with the purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul, and when he found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." I want to preach on this thought for just a moment of time tonight, if God will be my help. When God sends revival, amen, when God sends revival, as we look at this here tonight, and you know the story, what's come up to here. Peter was over there in a place of Joppa, and he was in a trance, and he seen a sheet coming down, and the Lord was telling him, he said, "Peter, there's nothing common and unclean if I've made it clean." So he goes out, and before he gets through, some men come, and they get there, and they say that they come from Cornelius, and Cornelius, the centurion, has sent them, praise God, that they might come and find one Simon, which is called surnamed Peter, and he would come to them, and he's explained the things of God that they might be saved. Amen? So Peter goes down there, and you know the story. He begins to preach unto them the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost of God falls on the place, and those folks get saved and baptized, glory be to God, and shout the praises of heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. So Peter goes back, and he's going back, and he knows he's going to have to give an answer for this, because he's done went in to a Gentile people, right? And he's not only prayed with them and worshiped and preached to them, but praise God, he's eat with them. Amen? So he knew he'd have to give an answer, so he rehearsed the answer in his heart, and he goes back and he begins to expound to them in the order that it took place. And he begins to tell them the story that I told you. Amen. And praise God, when they realized, praise God, that the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God, had fell on them just like it did on the Jews, they began to rejoice and give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit had done moved on the place. And Peter says, you know what? It says in verse 16, he says, "And then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, there's something going to be more powerful than water. I'm not trusting water baptism to get me in. I'm glad there's something moved into my heart, praise God. 1976, but I ain't always been perfect, but praise God, and it moved into me has.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank God that it won't let me alone.
Amen.
Amen. That sweet Spirit of God stirs in my heart every day of my life. You say, preacher, he does your too if you're saved.
Amen.
Amen. There's something moving in your heart, praise God, every day of your life. It's there to help you, motivate you, stir you, and give you from the throne of grace that'll help you along this way.
Amen.
Amen. What is that? That sweet Spirit of God. So if we're ever going to have a Holy Ghost revival, I mean, talk about a revival sent from God. When God sends revival, He'll send it, praise God, through His through the Holy Spirit of God. Through the church. Amen.
Amen.
And I don't know if you know it tonight, but praise God, you are the church. It's not this building that we assemble in, but it's you and me, you and I, praise God, to have the Holy Spirit living in our hearts. And that's that sweet Spirit that moves upon us. And it's going to be the provision of the gift is going to be from God. When God touches us, when God stirs us, it's when things will begin to happen. I can preach my heart out, praise God, and there'll never be nothing happen till the Holy Ghost of God takes it and stirs your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. You'll never be nothing for God till the Holy Ghost of God takes you, takes the Word of God, stirs your heart, amen, and motivates you, praise God. He is that that provides Holy Ghost revival. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's a product, praise God, of fruitfulness that the Lord ends up, that you end up with because of the Lord. Because of the great gifts that He's given you. Amen. That fruitfulness of the Spirit, praise God, unto every good work. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. He says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." How do you increase in fruitfulness? When you increase in the knowledge of God. You know, the more you know about Him, the praise God, the more fruitful you can be. Amen. As strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. The power we have as Christians comes from the Lord. There's no power within us, young'uns. The power that we have, the power that we need is going to come from God. That's why we need to spend some time praying. That's it. We need to spend some time maybe fasting, maybe looking to the Lord. Amen. Spend some time alone with God. And you'll have power in your life. Praise God. Send the law might according to His glorious power under the patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Ain't you glad, praise God, one day the light came on?
Amen.
I thank God every time I pick up this book, praise God. It don't take very long, Brother Rex. I get to digging. Praise God, the light will come on.
Amen.
I can't understand this. It don't make no sense to me by myself in my flesh. But praise God, when that light comes on, God begins to illuminate, begins to speak to my heart. Praise God. That begins to help me. He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, the demons of hell, amen, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, praise God, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So he said, this is what God has done for us. And when God sends revival, praise God, we're going to know it came from Him. Amen. When God stirs in my heart, praise, I don't have to think, well, where'd that come from? Praise the Lord, when God speaks to my heart, when He showed me, when He points me in a direction, I've told you, Minka, I started out one way, praise God, God turned me around and sent me another way. Amen. But I thank God for that. Praise God. There's many a time, praise God, He's put me in a place where I needed to be, that kept me out of a place where I didn't need to be. And He always goes before me. And He'll always go before you.
Amen.
Amen. That's the amazing thing about God. And that's why when God sends revival, praise God, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it'll be right on time. And praise God, it'll be that's needed for that time.
Amen.
Amen. I told you, I've been praying for revival. I've been praying, God, please send us revival. Send us revival. I mean, start with me. Stir in my heart. Get me ready for revival. Amen. But I don't want a series of meetings. I want a Holy Ghost filled right where people come in to get help from the Lord. Where we leave stuff, where we put stuff aside for a few nights, praise God, and we come together and say, Lord, just take me. You fill me, God. Give me that I need to be stirred in my soul.
Amen.
When God sends revival, praise God, that'll be possible. Amen. And we'll like it when we get it. Amen. It'll be favorable to the children of God. So we see these things in Peter's story. And we see how it begins. Now let me just give you a few things on how this begins. How it begins to work. Number one is the exercise of evangelism. Amen. Look at verse 20. Well, verse 19, the end of it said, they was preaching the word to none but unto the Jews. It'll start with the preaching of the word. Amen. We'll get to seeing it. We'll get to liking it. We'll begin to longing for it, praise God. And it'll begin to stir in our hearts. It'll begin to prepare us to receive that God has for you and I. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he goes on verse 20 and said, and some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come unto Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we begin to seek revival, praise God, it'll begin the experience of revival. When God sends revival, it'll begin with evangelism, praise God, from the throne of grace. It'll begin with God speaking to our hearts and pointing us in the direction, praise God, to get us ready to love and be loved of God. That He'd woo upon us, praise God, and give us the goodness that He so desperately wants to give us. Amen. He said, they spake unto the Grecians, those Grecian Jews. Amen. The Grecian Jews, those Jews that was our Grecian. And praise God, God began to move upon their heart as they began to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to say this evening, there is no other gospel. Amen. There is no other gospel than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious blood He shed for on Calvary. Now I've told you a lot of places now they've got soft on the blood. Said, you know, we don't want to preach the blood because that blood might offend someone. I'm going to say, praise God, without the blood there is no remission of sins. I'm glad, praise God, for the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. I claim the blood. When I march in the portals of glory, I'm going to go in, Brother Jeff, proclaiming the blood of my Savior. Amen. Praise God. They say, what about you? It's the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God, it saved me from my sins. Not the blood of goats or lambs or bullocks or any such thing, but the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ that He shed once for all. Praise God. I'm glad He don't have to do it again. Amen. I'm glad He shed it for me one time. Praise God. You say, well, how can He do that? Because it was sufficient. Amen. So what started when God sent revival, praise God, it'll be the Holy Ghost of God, amen, I'm preaching on the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood He shed on Calvary. That's what'll make the difference. That's what'll get people in. Glory be to God. Preaching the Lord Jesus, what He did for us. Right? What a Savior, what a Lord. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven? Amen. When they looked down in the ages of time and they said, well, what a mess the earth is. And said, they're going to need some help. And Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Amen. Praise the Lord. He volunteered to become sin for me and you. So that he that knew no sin would become sin for us. So that we might go free. Bless His holy name, brother. What a Savior we have. Well, we ought to shout and praise God. Amen. God will send revival, praise God, when we realize that the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A lot of people today get up and they tell big old stories. Amen. Only story I've got is the one of the cross. Only story I've got is the man of the cross. Only story I've got is the blood He shed. Only story I've got is the life that He gave. Only story I've got is the one where He rose up. Praise God. Amen. They begin to preach. Evangelize. Praise God. They begin with the exercise of evangelism. Giving the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Expecting folks to get something. Amen. So we see exercise of evangelism. Then we see that expectation. Amen. When you pass out, Brother Rex was hitting on it a while ago. When you give out the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we expect, the Bible said the Word of God will not go out void. But it'll have an effect. Amen. I preach all the time and you see, it's not how the people respond, but it's faithfulness to the Word of God that makes the difference. A lot of people will say, well, you know, they didn't respond like I thought they would. I want to say, praise God, I believe with all my heart that word won't go out void. But I believe it'll find a place in that heart. It'll find a place in that head, praise God, where it'll work it. Holy Ghost will work it into the heart and He'll save some old sinner. He'll draw somebody that's backslid back into the graces of God. Amen. Man, it gets you back where you need to be. How? Because that expectation that we have. Amen. Glory be to His name. Look at verse 21. It said, and the hand of the Lord was with them. Amen. As they begin to preach, praise God, God Almighty began to take that word and begin to massage it into the hearts of those old sinners. Amen. Praise God. When God sends revival, you'll see sinners saved. When God sends revival, you'll see God's people stirred. Amen. Praise the Lord. When God sends revival, you'll see a church on fire. Amen. You'll see a church excited about the things that's happening in them and around them. Amen. We'll be excited about what's happening to our brothers and sisters as they get in and the Holy Spirit of God moves upon them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll be excited. Amen. The expectation that we have is God is beginning to move. I don't know if you looked around lately, but praise God, God's is beginning to move. Amen. He's beginning to stir in His people. And people's beginning to get excited over the stirring. Amen. Why? Because of an expectation. The hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed. See, when you have an expectation. Amen. How this begins, when God sends revival, He sends it with an expectation, praise God, that we'll get that through the experience of evangelism, praise God. There'll be an expectation, not only from me, but from Him, praise God, that word will stir in the hearts of people. People will be stirred. People will be excited. People will be moved from their places of complacency to a place of rejoicing because a God, a great God of heaven, loved even them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad He didn't leave you alone? I don't know how many times I've had people say, "Preacher, I wish God just leave me alone." God leaves you alone, you're dead. You're done. Amen. You're on your own. Fend for yourself. But I'm glad there's a God and I have expectations in my God. I expect Him to do great things. The hand of the Lord was with them. Great number believed. Amen. What did they believe? The precious Word of God. Amen. The only thing we have to believe, the only thing we have to trust in is the Word of God. I've told you before, I can make out a list of 120, 130 things and say, if you do every one of these things, I guarantee you, you'll get to heaven. You couldn't print them off, praise God, as fast as they come through the door to get them. Amen. You couldn't buy enough ink to print them all fast enough if you would assure people 130 things will get you in. But there's only one thing they have to do is believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And they're, praise God, be saved, praise God, through eternity. But they won't accept that one thing. But they'll do everything they can to work their way in. Amen. Faith that is not seen, praise God, is true faith. Praise the Lord. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So they had an expectation. And our people believed and they turned unto the Lord. Is they not a better time, praise God, than right now to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ? There's never been a greater time than right now to preach. There's destruction and turmoil on every hand. Amen. The East Coast, the West Coast, the North, the South, everywhere around us is destruction. Everywhere around us is chaos and murdering and killing and maiming and hurting. Is there never been a greater time to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can give peace and joy and contentment, praise God, in this present world. Amen. I'm glad I know Him tonight. And I'm glad He knows me. Praise God, they went with an expectation. Praise the Lord. And they seen things begin to move. Praise God. When we go with an expectation of revival, we go with expectation. When God sends revival, there'll be an expectation, praise God, that God's going to move in this, even to the saving of souls. Going to get us back where we need to be. Going to get us on the right path, going in the right direction. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not only was there an expectation, but there was an evaluation. Amen. It was an evaluation. See, they heard back down there in Jerusalem something was going on up there at Antioch. Amen. They got all the way back over to Jerusalem. They said, you ain't going to believe what's happening over at Antioch. Said, what's happening? Said, them old boys got over there and they got the preaching Lord Jesus Christ. And people begin to, they begin to trust in the Lord. They begin to be saved. Praise God. They begin to believe on the Lord. They begin to turn to the Lord. Amen. Praise God, an evaluation. They said, hey, listen, Barnabas, why don't you go up there, go as far as Antioch, see what's going on? Amen. They said, go up there and see what's taking place. Go up there and see, praise God, what all the excitement's about. I want you, when God sends a Holy Ghost revival, praise God, they'll be coming. They'll be coming through the doors to see what's going on. They'll come see why all the excitement is in the valley again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why is revival? When God sends revival, praise God, there'll be evaluation. People want to know what's happening. Amen. People see you as you're coming in, you're as excited. Praise God, you'll get in from work, you'll throw your stuff down, you'll run and take your shower, you'll clean up. You'll run up the house of God, praise God, to get just a little bit more.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because something exciting's going on. When God sends revival, praise the Lord, He stirs in your heart. People want to come to see what's happening up at the house of God. It said, then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church that which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas. They should go as far as Antioch. Amen. They said, glory to God. Said, go up there where that's happening. See what's going on. Amen. Make a report. File a report. So we can see what's happening. We need to record this thing. Amen. We need to know what's happening up there. So there was an evaluation. The Bible said in verse 23, it said, who? Barnabas, when he came and had seen the grace of God. Amen. When the Holy Ghost, when God sends revival, praise God, His grace will be in it and His grace will be great in it. Amen. That unmerited favor of God will be present. Praise God. It'll be running over. It'll be there at the fountain, at the spout where the glory comes out. God will be filling these people, praise God, when we come expecting it. Praise the Lord. And we see that exhortation that God gives. Grace of God was glad and exhorted them all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Old Barnabas got up there and he became a cheering committee of one. Amen. When Barnabas got up there, praise God, to Antioch, and he seen the good grace of God, seen the sweet Holy Ghost of God, seen the movement of God, amen, seen that God had done sent revival to Antioch, praise God, he began to magnify her. He said, praise God, preach on, preachers, preach on.
Amen.
Amen. Exhort and lift up, proclaim the almighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise God. He began to exhort and begin to lift up, begin to praise with a purpose, amen. And exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Amen. You know what Barnabas was telling Brother Bud? He said, glory to God. He said, get in, get you some of this. He said, glory be God. Hey, he said, partake in this. Enjoy this. Feed on this. Praise God. He said, it don't get no better, praise God, than this. I'm just exhorting and lifting up the name of Jesus. Said, there's no other name, praise God, that greater than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He began to exhort and magnify and lift up and encourage them. Praise God. He said, stay in a good fight. Hang on to the Lord. Hang on to what you're getting here. Amen. You know what happens if we ain't careful? Boy, God moves in. He blesses, He encourages, He exhorts, He lifts up. Praise God. He just pours His grace out upon us. But if we get to where we take it, listen to me, we get to where we take it for granted. Amen. We don't rejoice every time the Holy Spirit shows up and every time He shows out. And the next thing you know, if we ain't careful, we grieve Him and we can grieve Him away. There's a lot of churches in this country that's cold and dead. Amen. Because God's trying to send revival. And be honest, they just don't want it. Amen. They said, we like it just the way it is. Cold and indifferent. Amen. He said it'd be like that in the last days. He said a church of Laodicea would be cold and indifferent. But praise God, I'm glad I'm not the church of Laodicea. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we're the church of Philadelphia, a rejoicing, praising church.
Amen.
Amen. Giving God glory in these lives, in this Laodicean age. Praise God. As we look for the Lord, exhorting, lifting up brothers and sisters in Christ. I tell you all the time, praise God, way too much negativity now. We need some positive. Amen. Lifting each other up, encouraging each other. Amen. So the Bible says that Barnabas goes up there and he begins to exhort them. Amen. He evaluated the situation. He began to exhort them, began to lift them up. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. See, Barnabas knew what God could do. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what God can do? Do you know what God's capable of doing for you? Amen. Praise God. He's capable of stirring you in the very innermost parts of your being. Setting you on fire with a fire, praise God, that you can't get over. Amen. A fire that's in your bones, praise God. Like old Jeremiah, sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I leave out of here on Sunday morning, I get down the road and I say, Lord God, I'm just going to quit. That was a miserable time. I'm just going to quit. Nobody's listening. Nobody cares. Lord, I'm going to quit. But you know what? Before I get down there to the park, there's a fire in my bones. And God said, well, why don't you quit next Sunday, praise God, and just give just a little more effort, put just a little more into it, and let me just help you just a little bit further. Amen. I think there's something stirring in my bones. You say, well, preacher, I just don't have that. Just don't have that effect on me. Praise God. That's what we're praying for. When God sends revival, praise God, it'll affect you too. Amen. Pray God to just give you that stirring in your soul. Bless His holy name. But He said He was a good man, full of Holy Ghost and faith. And much people was added unto the Lord. Amen. You see what takes place when you begin to exhort, you begin to uplift, you begin to encourage. People look for that. People long for that. People desire that. People need that. Amen. We need to encourage each other, lift each other up, praise God. I've told you many, many times, this is a hospital for the sin sick. Amen. Every old sinner comes through that door, praise God. They need loving. They need the love of God. Amen. We don't have to agree with what they do or how they live, but praise God, we need to love them. Show them compassion. Amen. They need to feel like they're loved. Now, they may not feel comfortable. Amen. When you get in the Word of God, it may prick their heart. It may stir. It may convict their soul. But praise God, they ought to feel love. They ought to feel compassion down at the house of God. But we see old Barnabas, he began to exhort them. He began to uplift them. He began to encourage them. Amen. He said, and much people was added unto the Lord. Folks began to get saved. Birthed into the family of God. And Barnabas began to scratch his head. He said, shoo, this thing's getting bigger than I am. Amen. He said, this thing is a whole lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. Why? When God sends revival, praise God, it happens in God's time. It happens in God's way. And it happens in His magnitude. Amen. I think when God does things, He don't do things in a little way. God's got a way of doing things in a great big way. Amen. Even to the saving of souls. We've seen it. God move in and just start saving people. And you start having baptized 3 and 4 and 5 at a time. Amen. Birthed into the family of God. But Barnabas said, well, glory be God, I've been exhorting and people's coming in to praise God. This thing's just getting bigger than I am. So the Bible says that then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. Amen. So what he does, he gets to a point here, he said, hey, so many getting in here, praise God. He said, what we need, he said, the exhortation's been working, praise God. He said, now we need a little education. Amen. Need somebody to come along and help me and educate these people to show them, begin to teach them and instruct them in the things of God and godliness. Amen. I want to say this. Let me just say this right here. If we ain't very careful, we'll miss that in our churches. Amen. We'll preach to get them in, praise God, and we won't tell them how to get all the way in. Amen. We'll tell them, you know, you just make a little profession here and say a little prayer. Amen. And we'll put your name on the roll and everything's good. And they go back out the threefold, a child of hell that there ever was. Amen. But praise God, when they get born again, when Holy Ghost revival stirs their heart, when God sends revival to their soul and He revives them from that dead that they were and to that newness that they can be. Amen. He starts a new work in them. And he said, Barnabas said he went down there to get Saul. He said, you got to come up here to Antioch. He said, what's going on? I said, I heard there's some things going on up here. He said, Holy Ghost revivals broke out. People's been saved and birthed into the family of God. Amen. Multitude upon multitude. He said, I need some help. Amen. Praise God. He said, I need a little education program. Need a little instruction time. Bible says, when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church. And what? Taught much people. Amen. They began to take them aside. They began to teach them and instruct them in God and godliness. They began to instruct in the righteousness of God and true holiness. Amen. Righteous living. Amen. That's not a... People don't like to hear that no more. Amen. When you say, well, preacher, we need a little more righteous living. Be ye holy, for I am holy. That's a commandment of God. I didn't say it. God did. Amen. Holy living, praise God. It's still something to be attained to. Amen. But we're living day and hour and say, well, you know what? You're all right. You go ahead and take your dope and drink your beer and commit your fornication. No, just so you know Jesus, you'll be all right. Send them straight to hell. Amen. He said, we need some instruction. When God sends revival, praise God, He'll send revival. He'll get people in, and then He'll send instruction to begin to instruct the people how to live a godly life, a God-word life. Amen. Through that education program. I tell you what, the Word of God is the best education program. You know where they messed up? But let me tell you where they messed up, when they took the Bible out of school. Amen. Used to, the Word of God is what they use as their text, amen, for learning to read and write and to know. Amen. But they chose to take the Word of God out of the school. Guess what? When you took the Word of God out, you took God out of the school. And you just, they turned our children over literally to a reprobate bunch. Amen. Ungodly. Amen. To raise our children, boy, we need to be careful. We need to be vigilant. These wicked stuff happening all around this world. Our children is being taken into that. But he said there was an education program that was needed. He sent for Saul, brought him up there and began to educate him. Amen. Praise God. So we see the education. You say, well, did it work? He said, yeah, because there's the last one. This is it. The evidence. Amen. The evidence was there, praise God. When Barnabas sent back to Jerusalem, he said, glory be to God. He said, we've been here for over a year. And they said, what's going on up there? And he said, well, let me tell you the evidence. Praise God. He said, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Amen. He said, there's some Holy Ghost movement here. He said, it ain't just a church. It ain't just an assembly. Praise God, there's a bunch of Christians in Antioch. What does that mean, preacher? What's the difference? It means they was living Christ-like. Amen. True born-again believers, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he said, that church up there at Antioch, praise God, that's a Christian church. I said, Christian church? Well, they're all, Lord God, they should all be Christian churches. But Barnabas said, no. He said, you misunderstand me. This church is full of Christian folk. Amen. It's not name only, praise God. He said those folks not only truly believe it, they live it. Hello? Oh me? They truly live a Christian life. People look at that church and they say, them people's peculiar. Amen. Don't go over there, praise God, because they preach you the truth. As Brother Simon Gershman said, he said, hey, they make the bumps of the goose on you. Amen. That old Jew was over there, praise God. One that Brother Ralph runs around, one that said he was going to set the columns for the third temple. He said, praise God. He said, when I get around this bunch, he said, I get the bumps of the goose. Praise God. Talking about the Holy Ghost of God is stirring their heart. Barnabas said, praise God. He said, listen, the evidence is here. When you come in the doors, there's the bumps of the goose. Amen. Holy Ghost bumps break out on you. Praise Lord. We get those quite often around here. Amen. Brother Chris, a lot of times I get out of the car out there, and the Holy Ghost, praise God, just moves upon me. I know He's here because He comes with me. I can't get away from Him because everywhere I go, there He is. You know, if we were living a true Christian life, praise God, that would be a part of our thinking, our philosophy for life, praise God. No matter where I go, He's with me. He's with you. He sees you. He's watching you. Amen. He's there for you. Amen. When God sends Holy Ghost revival, praise, we get that good teaching, that instruction, praise God. There's the evidence that we've been with God. Amen. When God sends Holy Ghost revival, He says, praise God, He sends a letter. I see Barnes sends it back to church. He says, praise God, God Almighty moved into this place. He said, the evidence is in the people. They're on fire for God. He said, everywhere you go around Antioch, somebody said, what about that meeting the other night? Amen. Praise God. Did you hear that sister get up and sing? Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah to God. Amen. It stirred my soul. Somebody said, yeah, but boy, when that little old preacher got up, he began to read that, he began to break that bread alive. He began to tell me what thus says the Word of God. There was something stirred down in my soul. Amen. Somebody over here say, yeah, I got some of that too. He said, I thought that was just me. He said, no, glory be to God. God was passionate out in a liberal fashion. Amen. Giving a little here and a little there when God sends Holy Ghost revival. Praise God, there'll be a little here and a little there and a whole lot everywhere. Amen. God began to stir in our hearts when we begin to lie. And He gives us a perfect example here of God sending sin-killing Holy Ghost revival, stirring in the hearts of people. Amen. And praise God, when it was all said and done, Brother Rex, those folks, those Grecian Jews, they didn't know what hit them. Amen. Praise God. They may have went for a show, praise God. And God showed up. Amen. God began to deal with their heart for the saving of their souls. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what happens when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? You're saved by His marvelous grace. And then they come along and exhort them, encourage them. Amen. Praise God. I love it when folks get up here singing, folks get to praise God, when somebody stands back there and goes, woo! Praise God, I like to agony on. I say, bless them, Lord! Amen. Touch them, God! Sick them, Lord! Amen. Pour it on! Praise God. Why? Because it's a stirring in my heart. And praise God, I want to say it's a stirring in yours too. Amen. It's a helping us all. Praise God. In that education comes along, we realize how good God is, how much He loves us. Praise God. And we just get closer and closer. And the next thing you know, the evidence just starts popping up. Amen. It's popping up like popcorn. People praise God, all of a sudden will come out of their cocoon and they'll say, whoa. Amen. Praise the Lord. It blesses my heart. Every now and then, praise God, say, whoa. Amen. You say, well, what does that mean? Praise God, it means, whoa. Amen. Amen. Praise God, it means I ain't got no words to say it, but whoa, thank you, Jesus. Amen.